Last weekend, Kathy Y. Wilson went to see the movie 13 Ghosts. She didn't like the movie very much, and she knows just how everybody else in the theater felt about it, too.
Y'all shut up here. When I heard the black woman in the back of the theater say this to her two black male companions before the start of 13 Ghosts, I was again hanging with another crew of NWB, Negroes Who Blather. Negroes Who Blather aren't new. They're just another kind of rap group. Depending on your vantage point, Negroes Who Blather either add value to the price of your movie ticket or they're single-handedly responsible for another cultural phenomenon. The mean muggers. The people who turn a stern face to the talkers in hopes of killing them softly with silent daggers. If you've ever been to see a certain genre of movie, you know, any drug-related, hip-hop-laden monster, The Matrix, Kung Fu, I Know What You Did Last Summer, New Jack City Gangsta, You Better Have My Money, Boys in the Hood, Baby Mama drama flick, then you've heard the NWB. Movies are meant to be escapism. But to black folks, movies are like buffets. We visually pick and choose what we want, and anything we don't like, we verbally throw it back. Anything we dig, we applaud, laugh, and holler at. Call it verbal seconds. Flicks are to the murderously mundane black existence what the Underground Railroad was to slavery, a way out. And with the advent of discount multiplexes, the hood rats who count themselves founding NWB members have still more cheaper chances to get their chatter on. They come on buses, they come in hoopties, they come in droves. Forget those industrial gimmicky trailers with the faux techno music and the no talking please instructions. Talking black to the screen is as de rigueur for the movie-going NWB as procuring a babysitter is for the yuppie. When I saw 13 Ghosts, a movie dripping with blood and special effects about a group of unsuspecting postmodern ghostbusters in the guise of a family who inherits a haunted glass house from an evil, not quite dead uncle, the NWB chimed in at all the right and wrong times.
There are ghosts in the basement.
Don't go in the basement. That's where all the trouble is, y'all.
I told you I can't see any ghosts.
Girl, turn around.
Oh, God! I hate it when they do that!
Man, oh, no.
Don't do that!
They killed the punchlines and laughed at the wrong times, like when characters were crushed, slashed, and dismembered. See, that's what the NWB do. They cackle, they talk back, they talk black. It's a form of rebellion. Yeah, rebellion. When black folks, normally silenced in the outside world by crack addiction, misdirected corporate aspirations, and a general feeling of self-hatred and disenfranchisement, talk black to the screen. Okay, it may not be all that serious. Wait a second. Yes, it is. Peep this. A darkened movie theater is a place where black folks simultaneously rise up and recline. Somewhere in all this cultural genuflecting, we are the best and worst of ourselves. We talk back because we can, because we're black, because we got soul and we're super bad. Shut your mouth.
Kathy Y. Wilson writes a column for Cincinnati City Beat called Your Negro Tour Guide.